This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Carm Capriotto here, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts. Hey, thank you so much for listening and being part of my mission to advance the aftermarket. You know, never before have we covered topics so important to your business and the future of the industry. Now, consider the learning moments you get by listening. You get hundreds of insights every week. Please take one or two of them and act on it. You got to do this. It's the only way forward for improvement and change. Don't waste this resource, this podcast, the over 1,000 episodes that provide you with incredibly strong business acumen. I recently had the privilege to connect with Karen Monaco, a teacher for a local school district and advisor for the Big Picture program. It was all during a local independent shop owners meeting. Now, this national program puts students at the center of their own learning through Leave to Learn internships and shadowing at local businesses. If you're not involved with education, this may just be your wake-up call to get started. All it takes is a phone call. My goal is that this episode shows you the way to engage our young people in our industry. Hey, thanks to our partner NAPA for providing this episode. Hey, it's no secret we're facing a technician shortage. You know, NAPA Auto Care is addressing that. The free two-year apprentice program offers a variety of training to produce a technician with three ASE certifications. Hey, to learn more, NAPA members can visit member.napaautocare.com. Hey, everyone. So honored to be here with you all. And it's Carm Capriotto. And it's Remarkable Results Radio. Do I have a very, very interesting topic for you? And as everyone knows, I am such a big proponent about apprentice programs in our industry. And there's a ton of them out there. We need them. We need to seat our own bench. But I've always asked the most curious question of all. Where does it start? How do we get it going? And there are so many shop owners out there that say, where do I get my apprentices? So I've had an opportunity to meet Karen Monaco at a great meeting here in Buffalo from the independent professional automotive service team. She came in and spoke on a breakfast meeting, and I realized that I had to interview Karen Monaco. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Good that you're here. She's from the Kenton School District in the north towns of Buffalo, right?
Yep.
She's a teacher in the school, but she also leads what's called the Big Picture program.
Right. Our program is actually in its 10th year. That focuses on kids in a much smaller setting. There's only 15 kids per advisor. Instead of teachers, we're called advisors because we're not really standing up and lecturing to the class. We're teaching kids what we call real-world learning. And a huge component of our program is internships on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is where I was meeting up with Carm, because when I was meeting with the great group of guys that he had going on at his meeting, we are in need of places to host our interns that are interested in automotive field, that are interested in all the other aspects of the industry, like the front end, even accounting or office work. We're basically a place where kids can kind of hit the ground running.
Karen and her program are not just looking for automotive. I mean, there's so much competition for young people to shadow electricians and plumbers and hairstylists, and the list goes on and on, woodworkers. But automotive is an incredibly important skill trade, and we know this. We know this, and too many of us sit on the sidelines, Karen, and don't reach out. So there's so many things I want to ask you. Most importantly, what percentage of students that you know of just don't know what they want to do next?
More than half. And that's really the number one, something that we really focus on. Right now, we have grades 8 through 12 in our school. We may be expanding. That's something that's on the table. But the number one thing we do with the younger kids, and even with the older kids too, is what's called an interest inventory. Because a lot of students have no idea what careers are out there. They don't even know what they're interested in. And so we have a variety of techniques and a lot of experiences of just visiting different places. What we call a mantra of our program is leaving to learn, and taking kids places and exposing them to different jobs, different sites, even different national parks or different places that they can learn, because they're lacking that exposure of real world experiences, so we can sort of tap into their passions.
I love that, leaving to learn. As far as the automotive, are you semi-impressed that we're a highly skilled, high-tech industry today?
I will say I was super impressed by your guys' meeting, and I was impressed with one of my students. His name is Jay. He is over at Total Automotive. That's right around the corner from our place in Kenmore. And I was super impressed with not only how interested the shop owner was in our student, but how he chose to run his business and how so many things from sort of customer service to the very highly technical aspects of it were so important to him. And I'm going to be totally honest, I had no idea how much went into the automotive industry and fixing cars, and how many computers are involved in it. That was totally something foreign to me.
We've always kind of joked, if you applied to Google and didn't get a job because you want a high-tech job, then consider automotive.
Because
you just said it, all these computers. I think what Karen does is she points out something so interesting, and that is people don't know how high tech it is, how skilled it is, the training, the continual training that needs to go on. And all of that excites educators. And so here it is. I'm a shop owner, Karen, and you know, we've got a huge international, but most importantly, a North American audience. And I think the job that I have right now, that you and I have, is to convince shop owners to get up and off that desk and stop saying, woe is me, I can't find anyone, and get involved in education. So knock on the door of the principal at the local high school and say, do you have a shadowing program? Would that be a good move?
Absolutely. Our program is very unique, even especially to our area. Even though Big Picture is a national program, you may have one in your area and not even know. You can go to bigpicture.org and find it. But even if there isn't, most high schools, in my experience, have some type of internship program or some type of connection to the trades. And I would definitely put yourself out there. And even email, I'd say, the guidance office, the guidance counselors, they're kind of hitting the ground running. They'll have to get the principal's permission, but the guidance office is really where you want to do that. And even, and as intimidating as it might seem, going into a school and speaking to kids firsthand and showing them what it is, even if it's just through a Zoom call. I know people are busy. They don't have time to come during the school day, but even if you had a Zoom call and got people interested in it and just get their foot in the door, like I said, a lot of these kids have no idea what a day-to-day could look like in your shop. And it really, I think I have a ton of kids that are always looking for part-time jobs. And even if you had them on and had them as an apprentice, it's a great way to kind of get a good look at them and see if it's a good fit and sort of teach them your way and your on-the-job skills, you know, before they're even out of high school.
We have a paradigm. It is that the counselors get paid to make sure kids go to college, so they wouldn't even think of a skilled trades thing. Now, that's a paradigm that I believe doesn't get the shop owner, the top shop operators, up and off out of their chair and go there because they think they're going to be defeated right away. Is that tide changing?
I believe it is. I can only speak from my experiences in my district in Western New York, but my feeling is that is really changing and that we're trying to find different careers. We have a lot of, even at our traditional high schools in our district, we have what's called academies. So even like sort of a school within a school where kids are interested in engineering or they're interested in our BOCES programs, which are trade related. And I think counselors are really moving away from that. I think the whole idea of student debt is very crushing, even to people who end up getting a job in the field. That's a huge sort of burden to bear later. And there's a lot of kids that are never interested in college and aren't going to be there and can make a great living in a trade. And that's something that I've certainly, I subscribe to that. A lot of my colleagues do. And I don't think you're going to get the pushback at a traditional school like you may have in the past. I do think that tide is changing.
How many kids in your program?
Right now we have 90, and it's 8th grade through 12th.
8th through 12th. Okay. When I was in middle school, 8th was middle school, or junior high school, I think they called it, right? We have been talking, Karen, about getting to the parents and the kids at middle school, at least to get them to realize if we don't make noise, they'll never think of us.
I agree. And I think inviting kids and inviting families to your shops to actually see what you do, even if just for an hour. We actually just did that at our program 2 or 3 weeks ago. We had the guys down at Scruggs Auto. They got a group of about 15 kids and 3 teachers, and all the teachers that came back from that were just floored at what a great fit it was, what an amazing experience it was. They were blown away by this new shop. What they really loved was how sort of their host of the tour talked about all the same things we are impressing on the kids all the time, their work ethic and being on time and following through and just so many soft skills that we were just so on the same page. And they just came back. I wasn't able to come on the trip, but when they were there, they were just saying, they were just buzzing with, wow, this was such a great experience. We need to do more. We need to bring more kids out there. And actually, just at a meeting we had yesterday, we had actually brought up Scruggs Auto for a kid that we're like, we're not really sure. This kid doesn't have an internship yet. He needs one at this point in the year. Let's give him a shot. And that's literally on my to-do list later on, is to reach out and see if he'll take him for a day just to kind of check it out.
So are we talking shadowing or interns here? Is there a difference?
Great question. So shadowing is a one-shot deal. What we typically ask of places is, well, especially new places, is will you take a kid just for a day, which is a much easier ask than saying, okay, will you take them for, you know, the full internship? An internship for at our, what that looks like at our school is Tuesdays and Thursdays from around 9-ish to about 1:30. Kids are there and we ask for a 6 to 8 week commitment, more like 8 weeks. And after that 8 weeks on those Tuesdays and Thursdays of the internships, a lot of kids stay on longer if it's a great fit. And sometimes it's kids just trying things out and they say, you know what? It was really cool learning about the auto industry and other industry for 8 weeks, but I kind of want to learn something else. Basically, we encourage kids to do that because what other time in your life are you going to be able to try out a career for 8 weeks and just cut ties and move on? So it gives kids a lot of time to do that.
Hey, Carm here. Now, we continue to break down the basics in this episode, and keep listening to find out the importance of teaching soft skills to our young generation. Hey, it's Carm here, talking to you about what the Napa Auto Care Center program can do for your business. Now, you probably already know the Napa brand is the most recognized and trusted name in the automotive aftermarket industry. In fact, studies show that 95% of consumers recognize Napa and associate it with quality parts, service, and technical expertise. So why not complete a Pro Image upgrade and take advantage of that? Pro Image is a co-branding program for the exterior and interior of your shop. On the outside, it includes the Napa colors and distinctive Napa signage. While the public may know you as a reliable, locally owned business, a Pro Image upgrade helps set your shop apart from the competition even further. It's also a visual signal to customers and potential customers that you and Napa are partners. Most importantly, Pro Image really works. This co-branding opportunity has helped Napa Auto Care Centers across the country increase their car counts and sales. In fact, those that have completed a Pro Image project enjoy an average 23% sales increase during the first year. Pro Image upgrades are also available for the interior of your shop. A Pro Image interior upgrade transforms your customer waiting area from merely utilitarian to warm and welcoming. The goal is to maintain your shop's independent identity while enhancing the customer's experience. You can get a free look at what a Pro Image exterior and interior upgrade could look like by visiting the Napa Auto Care members site and clicking on the Napa Pro Image link under the Napa Pro Image tab. Or contact your local Napa Auto Parts store. Your servicing Napa store can tell you more about Pro Image, plus the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the Napa Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. So parents, let's talk about the parents as possibly a blockage in the pathway here. Some of your counselors and some students went to Scruggs, right? And they heard some really great stuff. They saw some really great stuff. The child goes home sitting at dinner and says, hey, we did something really cool today, Mom and Dad. You don't want to be a grease monkey and turn wrenches. Do we have a blockage with the parents, do you think?
Parents are on a huge spectrum of that area. Are you going to get parents that say that? Absolutely. There's some parents that are going to be stuck in that old mindset. But I would say the majority of kids, especially at our program, they're not fitting into the traditional model at the traditional schools. So they're open to new things. I have gotten pushback from some families like, well, why my kid's going to be, an engineer. Why is he going to see this? And what we say to all these parents in general, and what we usually use for that is say, listen, this is about experiencing all aspects of life. Just because they are spending time and working in this particular trade doesn't mean they can't change their mind to do something later. And I think it just takes some time. It takes some time to really show those parents what it really involves, that it is really high tech, the money that can be made. When you tell some of these families, you can make X amount of dollars just as a tech, I think that is going to change parents' minds, because I think they're very worried about college loans. They're worried about paying for college. They're worried about where their kids are going to hit the ground running. So of course, they're going to get pushback from parents from any number of reasons. But I think now more than ever, that is definitely changing. I think there's room to grow.
I'll never forget giving a tour of a heart surgical operating room. It was my dad who was having bypass surgery, and they took us through there, and we were wondering why. And that is so that we could get the experience to see what was going to happen on the next day. You go through a shop like Scruggs and you come back, no matter what your career path would be, you have a little bit better, more familiar way, because guess what? If you own a car, it's going to need service someday and you're going to have to take it into a shop. And maybe this is the kind of shop you want to take it to. And now that you've got a little bit more behind the scenes look at what goes on, you feel more comfortable with it. No matter where your career choices are going to be, you're providing, as you said, experiences.
Definitely. As far as I've gotten older, and I'm a parent too, of two kids, even though my background was very traditional college, I am 100% open to my own kids. Because what I've learned as I've gotten older is I know a ton of people that have a degree and are extremely intelligent, but they lack social skills. They lack soft skills. They lack the drive. And that's such a big piece to the puzzle. And that real world learning that they're going to get in and getting into a real business and checking these places out is just invaluable. And I think that's really what makes the difference with a lot of these kids.
Hey, listen, let's talk about soft skills. I'm going to share an experience. I'm on the advisor panel for Erie Community College, post-secondary. And we were sitting around a round table at a CET school, Potter Road. You would know where that is. And we're at this big table, and the dealerships people that were there that get a lot of the grads to come into their organizations said to the leadership of the school, "You're not teaching any soft skills to our new grad. They may have the basics of automotive tech, but they don't know how to do a resume and, the proper dress." And one of the things that I was so impressed when you spoke to our group, when you said soft skills, everybody just lit up and you started to say things like address an envelope, write a check, and the whole work ethic thing. And did you say how to write cursive? I can't remember if you said that.
That's long gone. That's bye-bye. You're not going to teach these kids how to write cursive. We do teach them how to sign their name.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, envelopes. They don't know how to write an envelope. We have many kids now, because they've had an iPhone since they've been born, is that they can't look at a clock and tell time, an analog clock. So that's a skill we've literally taught also. And so many of these skills, and I'm not surprised at your meeting at the community college level, because a lot of people assume that these are getting taught at home. And sometimes they are. Sometimes they are taught at home. But sometimes the parents don't even know those skills. They're doing the best they can, but they don't know those skills either. So that's a huge piece in our curriculum, is resume building. We and our kids actually leave with a really good resume, because they've had so many internships before they go.
This is exciting to hear, and I hope the listener of the show, and we have thousands and thousands of them, will be motivated by this and start to realize, because you're telling us the behind-the-scenes things because we don't know about it. And what I love about Big Picture, in fact, my son's a counselor. He's got Big Picture there. You guys are close by, and he just placed his first internship. So we may just do a podcast with the shop owner, the intern, and my son as the counselor. But Big Picture, this is, if you will, a hidden gem out there that looks like it has the passion for moving so many young people through and into skilled trades. Tell us a little bit about, do they have insurance? Are there any qualifications with the student fitting into Big Picture?
Absolutely. So our school has an insurance policy for all of our students. Anytime they would go to any shop or any place, we have an insurance certificate that we furnish. So anything that would happen on the job. And again, I'm just speaking for my school, but I'm pretty sure this is standard at most of them. I can't say that for sure, but I know that's a question and an important question. Are you taking a somewhat of a risk by bringing in a kid? The pros absolutely outweigh the cons in that area. We've had a ton of kids who have ended up working at these shops, and they're absolutely covered, like I said, at any insurance capacity they need. We outfit them with, if they need a certain, you know, shoe, or like we've had some kids, we've gone out and bought them steel toe boots because they've been on a construction site, or they need dress clothes. We actually have sort of our own thrift shop. We had kids that were in a law office and didn't have the appropriate clothing, so we make sure they have them. So we really prepare them before they go out.
Great to hear. Now, Big Picture was started, I think you told me, about 20 years ago?
Yes, it was started in Rhode Island, and Dennis Litke was one of the co-founders, and basically it's just sort of had a ripple effect. It's now international. We have schools in Australia that we're actually connecting with, and all over America. I would just say, I wish my own kids, I don't live in the district, could go to a Big Picture school. It just makes so much more sense. It's smaller. It cuts out so much of, I think, a lot of unnecessary, archaic learning that we have not changed our educational system in 100 years. It's still the same, you know, and is inventive and amazing as so many of my colleagues are at our traditional school. It's limited. It's limited by the structure. It's limited by the school day. It's limited by staying in one school building the whole time. I can't emphasize leaving to learn enough, that so many times we've taken kids places and has been life-changing for them because they haven't had the opportunity to do that.
That's a key. I love that. I wrote that down when you said that, leaving to learn. Wow. And you're right. You have to experience life. You have to experience other stuff, other things, other people. Wow, how powerful.
Absolutely. And we have, you know, some kids that come from affluent backgrounds and have traveled a ton and have been to different places. And we also have some kids that have never been within 2 square miles of their home. They have no idea how to set a table or to advocate for themselves or to take the bus. We teach kids how to take the bus sometimes so they can have transportation, how to use Indeed and find a job. So exposing those kids to those field trips, we actually just recently have been using a grant that one of my colleagues, Jen McDonald, found. So we're trying to do it once a month to national parks and taking them and taking them out in nature. And that's actually funded by a grant. So we try and take advantage and scrounge as much as we can for as many resources as we can and get these kids out as much as we can.
We have a ton of conferences and training in our industry. Now, forget the fact that COVID changed how we do this stuff, but it's opening up and we go and talk about leaving to learn. I mean, I'm going to steal that puppy. That is just a great line. When we leave and we learn and we come back, we're better, even if we take just one thing away. And for the shop owners that are listening, the technicians that are listening, that can actually get involved and go in and speak at career days as to exactly how your career progressed and what is it that you actually do every day, getting out there and talking to the student, you want them to leave the school and come to your place and learn. Even if out of 20 students that you may have passed through your place, you, they, he, she, counselor, teacher, one of them creams to the top for an internship, that helps fund, if you will, with a person into a full-blown apprentice, a two-year apprentice program, and potentially a wonderful career and a job for life.
What I loved and what I thought there was just amazing synergy when I met with you guys is that both of our organizations have a great need. We have a need for kids to be at a functioning business, a well-run business that's going to mentor and really help kids. And you guys need kids that are hungry to learn and need to get out there. And both of us, I think, can help each other so much. And I think that's why we're so on the same page with so many things that we want for these kids and that you guys want in an employee. It's just really such a natural fit.
What I think in the back of my mind and how this actually becomes a call to action for our industry and for our listener, is to find a school that has big picture going on. And I am sure that wherever your metropolitan area is, if you're in Chicago and you're listening to this, go to bigpicture.org, find a school. So when you walk in or you make that phone call and you say, hey, I hear you have a big picture program, the introduction's already done. Okay, they get it. They know it. You don't have to go out and say, I want to talk to the kids. I want to invite them over. I would love to look at what doing a shadowing slash or intern program. Find a big picture school and start.
Absolutely. And I would definitely start there. And if for some reason you don't have one in your area, which you might not, call up your local counseling office and tell me you want to get started. And I really think you'd be surprised how open they would be to that.
I am absolutely going to use you as a resource. Who knows, maybe you need to come back and be on a panel with us, because we can't talk enough about what you're doing with what's going on with Big Picture and the incredible opportunities that exist with a program like that to help seed our future, because we have a huge technician shortage. We have to start at the bottom rung. Remember, they're doing eighth grade stuff. We got to get to the parents. Karen Monaco from Kenton, the Kenmore Tonawanda School District, who's an advisor in the Big Picture program, who spoke to our group. Call the school, get someone to come out to your independent local networking group, a business development group, to one of your 20 groups to be on a Zoom call. We're offering you up this incredible resource for the automotive aftermarket. Karen Monaco, thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen. I'm so excited about this partnership.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.